hello again. This is the 14th of August, 2019. I suspect many Americans have no idea as to what's happening in Hong Kong. You might have caught a couple of news glimpses. There's a lot of protesting going on, as there should be. You know, I used to work for Rockwell International, and I was, for a period of time, the managing director of the Pacific Rim. So I spent a lot of time in the Orient. I spent some time in Hong Kong, right about just before Hong Kong was transferred back to China. Kind of give you a little bit of history. British Hong Kong. British Hong Kong denotes the period during which Hong Kong was governed as a colony in British dependent territory of the United Kingdom. Hong Kong was under British rule from 1841 and was briefly occupied by Japan from 1941 to 1945 before surrendering the territory back to British forces, resuming British rule from 1945 until 1997. The colonial period began with the occupation of Hong Kong Island in 1841 during the First Opium War. The island was succeeded by Qing Dynasty in the aftermath of the war in 1842 and established as a crown colony in 1843. The colony expanded to Kowloon Peninsula in 1861 after the Second Opium War and was further extended when Britain obtained a 99-year lease on the new territories in 1898. Along Hong Kong Island and Kowloon were ceded in perpetuity. The lease area comprised 92% of the territory, and Britain considered that there was no viable way to divide the now single colony, while the Chinese Communist Party would not consider extending the lease or allowing British administration thereafter. Britain eventually agreed to transfer the entire colony to China upon the expiration of the lease in 1997, after obtaining guarantees to preserve its system, freedom, and way of life for at least 50 years. Well, 50 years haven't come and gone. And now, China is imposing its will on the citizens of Hong Kong. That's why you've got all the unrest. That's why you've got all the protesting. This was to continue for 50 years from 1997. And it hasn't. You know, I really enjoyed Hong Kong. I was there in 1996, 1997. And when China took possession, nothing changed. They allowed Hong Kong to continue the way they were ever since Britain gave them independence. But that all changed. And that's what's transforming right now. China is imposing its communist will. How's this thing going to end? I don't know. The United States wanted to bring a warship in and dock it in Hong Kong. China refused, allowing that to take place. The people in Hong Kong are going to be treated the exact same way as the people are being treated in China. That's again why the Hongkongese are protesting. When I arrived on my first trip in Hong Kong, they called my name over the intercom at the airport. I thought there was a bus waiting for me. There was a stretch limousine with a full bar. I stayed at the Grand Hyatt on Kowloon. The Grand Hyatt was, I believe, a 5-star hotel. When I walked in the lobby, everyone was wearing tuxedos that worked there. The girls, the men, they're all wearing very, very elegant tuxedos. I needed a trim on my mustache, So I asked the front desk, where could I go to get this trimmed? And they said, beauty shop, beauty shop. Went to the beauty shop, sat down in a chair, took the girl a minute and a half to trim my mustache. She gave me a bill, the equivalent of 55 American dollars. And I said, it's a good thing I didn't need a haircut, I wouldn't be able to afford it. Went up to my room, had a spectacular view of the ocean, and marble bathtub, marble countertops, marble sinks, gold faucets, well, they appeared to be gold, whether they were or weren't, don't know. Had dinner at the Jockey Club. You ever hear of beggar chicken? Well, when you order beggar chicken, you have to order it at least a day and a half in advance. And the reason it's called beggar chicken is because a thief had stolen two chickens, as the story goes. The police were chasing him, and he ran around a series of bushes, stuck the chickens into a muddy pond. So when the police caught up with him, he didn't have any chickens. They didn't know what happened to the chickens. He went back the next day and pulled them out of the caked mud. And what they do with beggar chicken is they cover it in clay, feathers and all. And then they slow cook it for 24 hours. And then when they bring it to your table, they give you a mallet. And you break the clay with the mallet. It's quite impressive. In either case, I feel sorry for the people in Hong Kong. But I also feel sorry for the people in America. Suppression is taking place all over the world. And as much as Americans would like to think that they're not going to be subjected to it, why do you think they're rounding up or trying to round up our guns? Why do you think they've spent 20, 30 years doping up the American people? Doped up people are much easier to subjugate. We'll see how this thing unfolds. I'll attach a couple of links. One of them is the unrest that's taking place, and the other is this Wikipedia article that I read you some of it. You might want to pass this along to your like-minded friends. You might want to repost this in your social media accounts. Thanks, Elizabeth.